When a presidential campaign is in full swing, the truth can be lost in a good story. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik takes a closer look at one such episode, Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin's daily repetition of the tale of that bridge to nowhere.
If you haven't heard about the crusading governor of Alaska, then you probably didn't hear Sarah Palin rally the Republican Party faithful last week in St. Paul.
I told the Congress, thanks but no thanks on that bridge to nowhere.
Or Monday on the hustings.
I told Congress, thanks but no thanks for that bridge to nowhere.
It's become a key element of her political biography. Here's Ben Porritt, a spokesman for the McCain-Palin ticket.
Whether it's killing the bridge to nowhere or vetoing $500 million in government spending in Alaska over the last 2 years, she has earned and deserves the title of reformer of her state.
But in the past 10 days, journalists from the Los Angeles Times, USA Today, CBS, and NPR, among others, have separately looked into her account about saying no thanks to federal funds and separately knocked it down.
She was for it before she was against it, and actively for it before she became actively against it.
That's Margaret Tolliv, a political reporter for McClatchy Newspapers, which owns the Anchorage Daily News. Tolliv says readers deserve to know the facts and that Palin is distorting her position towards special earmark projects like the bridge. The Associated Press reports Palin is seeking another $200 million in such projects for Alaska next year. As for the bridge, Bill Adair of the St. Petersburg Times and the website PolitiFact says he found Palin did not defy Congress.
Congress had already withdrawn the specific funding for the bridge. And even in Alaska, there were a lot of people who were opposed to it. It's not like she boldly stood up against it.
A bridge she herself had promised when running for governor had become an embarrassment, and she wanted to use her federal money for other projects. Listen to the language Adair uses next.
What she did was, seeing the political reality, she ended it. It's not that she really killed it, but she did perform the last rites.
Bill Adair says Governor Palin's account is a half-truth. Jack Nelson, the retired Washington bureau chief of the L.A. Times, calls it something else.
In my opinion, it's what it is. It is a lie.
That's not a word most journalists use, but Nelson does, after more than a half century in journalism.
Most of the time in past campaigns, when major news organizations have come out and said that something is totally false, the candidate will drop it. In this case, they're repeating it over and over and over.
But with so many other sources of information and opinion online, revelations in mainstream news organizations don't pack the same punch they once did. And McCain-Palin spokesman Ben Porritt says there's no reason to back down.
There has been a number of distortions about Sarah Palin's record as a reformer. But this isn't about claiming the title. This is about having a record to back that up.
Porritt points to a journalistic site, factcheck.org, to prove Palin is telling the truth. But factcheck.org wrote last week that Palin's line about the bridge is, quote, inaccurate. But that doesn't mean you won't still be hearing it.
I told Congress, thanks but no thanks for that bridge to nowhere. If our state wanted to build a bridge, we would build it ourselves.
That tape was from Palin's campaign rally yesterday. And once again, the crowd roared. David Folkenflik, NPR News.